So we have had 6 presentations, many with a broadly philosophical outlook, which puts me at an immediate disadvantage as a rapporteur because I'm not a philosopher. But a few things that I wanted to talk about, a few things that struck me from each one. From Wolfgang Hofkirchner's talk, he talked about the distinction between hard and soft information, about information seen as something being like a thing, or as information as a way to get by. And he says that both of those approaches have pros and cons, but that he's, in his view, in the unified theory of information, he's trying to make, to combine those into something that crosses both the hard and the soft, and creates a dialectic between the subject and the object, so to mediate the relations between the subject and the object, and that creates a triangle of relations between, if you remember this diagram he put up, with the system, the order, and the perturbations within the system, which parallels the classic semiotic triangle of sign signified and sign maker. And he talked about the consequences of that approach, and particularly the significance of the development of what he calls a global sustainable information society, which is trying to move away from meaningless technology to meaningful technology. Chris Bissell, our second keynote speaker, instead of talking from a theoretical perspective, talks from an engineer's perspective and talks about the historical experience of engineers, and the way in which the concept of the utilization of bandwidth developed from the 1920s through to the 1940s in curious and problematic ways because of issues of dissemination that arose, partly because you're dealing with a series of separate academic and practical communities who, for political reasons, weren't talking to each other, and partly because there was a weaker culture of referencing. Again, in an engineering way, Chris talked about what he called duality, the way in which graphical models came to be used in really quite complicated and elaborate ways as a way of taking essentially mathematical analytic concepts and representing them in a way that it was possible to deal with these in an analytic way but without the underlying mathematics. Chris also talked about how understandings of information changed as the technology changed. And he didn't use the word co-evolution, but there was, I think, he's describing a co-evolution between the technologies of TV, cinema, electrical circuits, fax, digital computers, and so on, and the analyses of information that in describing that. And he also raised the very interesting question, what if we don't need to preserve all of the information that's given to us? Then we heard Rainer Zimmermann talking about emergence and evolution, who told us that information is always meaningful, but not necessarily truthful, that energy, matter, and information are different aspects of the same substratum. He talked about the relationship between evolution and organization. He talked about... he quoted Wittgenstein, saying that the meaning of information is found in the action that the information provokes, which relates, interestingly, to some of the concerns about meaning within information that that Shannon talks about and Bateson talks about and many of us have thought about in relation to the definition of information. And lastly, he talked about Spencer Brown's idea of distinction and the way in which that underlies a concept of complexity. We then heard from Simon D'Alfonso talking about information within philosophy, who reminded us, I think importantly, that this phrase, the philosophy of information, has to be taken quite carefully, that it's not intended to say that it's an entire definition of every aspect of information, but rather that it's that part of the discipline of philosophy which is dealing with information, as opposed to the disciplines of philosophy which deal with other concepts. But he argued that philosophers should be interested in information because it forms foundations of the understanding of knowledge. In other words, it's at the root of concept of epistemology. And he has this very nice quote from Plato. It's always good to go back a couple of thousand years for the foundations of your ideas, saying that knowledge is justified true belief. And he talked from Grice about the distinction between natural and non-natural meaning. Paul Piwek then talked about, asked us the question, what is the difference that makes a difference for semantic information? And explored this with ideas from Frege about the nature of declarative logic and the way in which a sense of semantics can help us to unpick the way in which people communicate. And lastly, we heard from Robin Fahey about information and mind and the relation between the philosophy of information and a philosophy of mind. And the particular thing that I took out of that was about this distinction between physical information and intentional information, and making a clear difference between those two. And I would like to now draw some kind of wise conclusions, wise statement that unifies all of those different talks, and I haven't, and I can't. But maybe we'll get that by the end of the next 45 minutes or so of panel discussion.